Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it a sign from her dad or was it just a very strange coincidence?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can do it a couple ways. You can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You could write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon is with us today.
Well, hey, Carol Hughes. How's it going?
Hey, good. I like this story today.
Do you like this story?
Well, yeah, I like signs
from, you know, loved ones. And, you know, it's always, it makes you feel good to, you know, think they're still there and they're watching us and helping us and all those things. But I did have a weird one this week. And I was going to throw it out there and see what you thought of this. Do you remember my silly dresser that things turn and, you know, and do and such? And
you call it silly, I call it haunted, but whatever, go ahead.
Yeah. So I went to Wichita and had this great time with you. And you guys, we did the Pink Floyd show at the Exploration Place thing. It was so good. Went to Oppenheimer, so good. Went to Carol's Place, so good. So we had a great time. I came home from Wichita and I'm putting things away and I go to my bedroom and the dresser where I have, you know, the little box with the, you know, the ashes of my two previous dogs are up there. And the ashes for both the dogs are turned around. And there was a, like a little sweater thing I had of one of the dogs that was kind of up on top of one of the box. Like several things were rearranged on the dresser. But then the other half of the dresser was fine.
That's weird, because it hadn't been happening since you put both dogs together.
No, I know. It was weird. And so do you think that's a sign?
What could it be a sign
of? I think it's a sign, but I don't know what of. Like, I feel like something's trying to tell me something by moving things. And this was, you know, like they were obviously kind of rotated weird. And like I said, the little, that little sweater of Rosie's was up on top of her box. And, you know, I had a little paw prints thing that they did, and that was rotated weird. Like things were just off, you know, but the pictures and are all fine. There were two or three other things on the dresser. That's all fine. How just a few things move, I don't get.
And I will say this about you. You keep a very neat and orderly house.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, but you live by yourself. And so like people like us who live by themselves, you notice when something like, I did not do that. That would be weird.
And this is stuff I would not have done. I mean, this is like things were out of, and it doesn't make sense why a few things would be moved and then others are perfectly great.
You know, or just exactly where I left them. Is it a sign or something, or is it just something going, I'm here?
I know. It's one or the other, right?
Maybe a little bit of both.
If it's a sign, what would it be? Like, who's trying to tell me something, and why are they trying to tell me something by moving things, you know, other than that they're here?
I don't know what it could be a sign of.
I don't either. I wonder if other people have the same thing. If you do, let us know. Just shoot us a little email and say, yeah, I have a certain dresser, certain problem, certain area that things keep moving. And it's not everywhere in my house, but it's this one place. And it is the same place where I've seen a couple apparitions of a man in that same, right next to it. So I don't know. Let us know if you have this too.
Because I think that's really creepy. That's why I'm not, I don't want to ever spend the night at your house unless I have to. I'll respect
that's so
you.
Silly because it's, well, oh my God, you would get up and your earrings would be moved.
I would be like, oh my God, my earrings
like
were moved.
Some creepy thing was crawling up my leg, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing about your house. That's so weird.
Bit me in the neck or something,
it's
you know?
It's not like it's been anything that has been... it's frightening to me when things like that move when they shouldn't be moving, but it's not like it's hurting you or it's not threatening in any way. It's just like a little, don't you forget about me. It's just that, you know?
Well, it's weird. It is odd. But I'd like to know if other people are having that too in their homes where they
gotta be somebody else has that in their house.
I would like to know. Let us know, guys.
So, you know, you can write in or call in anytime. So just let us know. So this is actually today a story that I really, really relate to.
Okay.
And I have said this on the show 100 times, but I have a thing about pennies and my dad, and I get pennies from my dad. Mm-hmm. And I have since about 2 weeks after he died. Now, maybe I did before, I just didn't notice it, but it was, I think, our sister Cheryl's like, I keep finding pennies. And I'm like, and what's the significance of that? Or it was you, one of you guys. So anyway, so that's what this reminds me of.
I found two last week.
Well, and I found one on Saturday. I went to the Quick Trip. If you don't have them in your town, I'm really sorry because they're really nice. But so
really
I went to the convenience store and I went to get gas. All the gas pumps were full. And then I went to pull into one parking spot and changed my mind and went into a different one. And I stepped out of the car and I put my left foot down first. And I looked and I was right next to a penny. And I was like, okay, had I gone... And not all the gas pumps been full. I, for some reason, changed my mind. I just felt like I was supposed to find that penny right then. So I don't
know. I think it would have been really weird if you'd have put your right foot out first.
and shake it all about?
Hell no. Just think of trying to get out of a car with your right foot first.
I mean, you
when
could,
when you're driving.
I thought you were going to tell me and do the hokey pokey, but thank goodness I didn't have to do that.
Well, you acted like it was such a thing that you put your left foot out first. And I'm like, well, okay.
That was kind of stupid.
Do you normally use your right?
Yeah, that was a stupid thing to say. So what I meant to say was I stepped out of the car.
There you go.
So here's the story. It says, my father passed away from cancer in 2012, and his birthday was on Halloween. We were very close and his death was really hard on me. So naturally, I remembered him and thought of him a lot on that particular day. At that time, I was working at an art gallery helping to organize an exhibition. I had also been working on some of my own artwork, a series of paintings that would be part of the exhibition. These paintings were kind of a tribute to my dad since they were inspired by a collection of coins I have, which had belonged to him. He collected different types of old and rare coins, including some mercury head dimes produced in the United States between 1916 and 1945. I became interested in the history and design of these coins, and I also felt an emotional attachment to them since they had belonged to my dad, so I had gotten one of the dimes made into a necklace that I often wear. I decided to wear the necklace that day because it was my dad's birthday and I was thinking of him. I went to the art gallery to meet a friend and colleague who I was working with to organize the exhibition. The building was quiet and the two of us were the only people in the gallery that afternoon. The gallery is a very large and spacious room with concrete floors and it was empty that day, which amplifies the sound and creates an echo when anyone spoke. We were both sitting at a table in the center of the room working on our computers. Neither of us had spoken for several minutes and everything was completely quiet when I heard a noise that sounded like it had come from the office, which is a separate room connected to the gallery by a short hallway. What I heard was a distinctive type of noise that sounded like something small and metallic falling onto the concrete floor. It only lasted for a second, and then I didn't hear anything more. I looked over towards the office, and my friend did too. She'd clearly heard the same sound. I asked if she'd heard that, and she said, yes, it sounded sort of like a metallic sound, like something fell to the floor. She said, that's odd, and didn't seem too interested or concerned about it, and commented that odd things happen there from time to time, and maybe it was a mouse moving around.
Oh, well, that doesn't make me feel a lot better.
No. I'd be like, well, then I guess we have to leave.
Because we must move.
We have to close down this gallery today and never return.
That's right.
Because that is how I feel about mice. I've never seen any mice in the gallery, and we didn't have any food out that would attract them. I will say, you don't have to have food out to attract mice. They just show up and scare the shit out of you. It seemed weird to me and couldn't let it go, so I said I would go see what it was. I walked over to the office and opened up the door, which I'm going to add right there. If I really did think it was mice, that would take, this is how afraid of mice I am, that would take everything I had to go over and open up a door to see if it was a mouse. And why am I that terrified?
Gosh. Well, like, and then it would be some, and then you would have like some horrible monster there and you might feel better that it wasn't a mouse.
Thank God it's just a horrible monster.
That's right.
So she says, I stood in the doorway and looked around the small room trying to see if I noticed anything out of place or on the floor that could have fallen. I didn't see anything immediately. I looked on the floor next to the desk and noticed a couple of hairpins in the corner, but they were covered with dust and clearly hadn't fallen there anytime recently. I kept scanning across the floor, and then I noticed a shiny silver dime in the center of the room. I wasn't sure if it had been there before, but it was the only possible thing on the floor that could have made that noise. I even picked it up and dropped it to see how it would sound on the concrete, making the same metallic sound I'd heard before. But if it had fallen from somewhere, I couldn't figure out from where, because the only thing directly above it was the ceiling. And if it had been on top of the desk, there was nothing that would have caused it to fall. And even if somehow it had, surely it would have bounced or rolled away somewhere. It's unlikely that it would have ended up exactly in the center of the room. It was an ordinary dime as opposed to an old or rare coin like the ones in my dad's collection. But still, it seemed a bit more than a coincidence to me. It was a small thing to happen, and I didn't want to read too much into that situation. But that day was my dad's birthday. I was thinking of him wearing that necklace, and I also happened to be working at that moment in the gallery where I was going to show some of my artwork inspired by his coin collection. One could argue that I'd been thinking of dimes that day because of my project, so if I found one on the ground, it would naturally remind me of my dad. But what is the explanation for the noise we both heard? And if it was the dime, what made it fall onto the floor and settle into the center of the room without rolling away? If someone had been able to observe the inside of the office at that moment the sound occurred, what would they have seen? I do wonder if it was my dad saying hello. It's a thought that brings up many more unanswerable questions, such as, if so, how did it physically happen? Was that dime already sitting there on the floor, perhaps having fallen unnoticed out of my colleague's handbag several days ago? And somehow we were able to hear the sound of it falling on that day in order for me to notice it and realize my dad was trying to say hi? Or was the dime somewhere else in the office at the time and it somehow moved to the center of the floor in a way that would have been unlikely or impossible according to the laws of physics? Or a third possibility, could the dime actually have manifested into the room from somewhere else? Maybe it was a coincidence unrelated to my dad, but that still doesn't explain how it happened. If it was a communication from my dad, Why did it happen now, 5 years after his death, rather than sooner? Has he been hanging around this entire time and only now figured out how to communicate? Or has he mostly moved on but was able to somehow send a message on the anniversary of a significant date? Perhaps he has attempted to communicate before, and it's only now that I have become sensitive enough to pick up on it. Does this mean I might have more similar experiences in the future? If I do, I will write in again. Love the show. Carrie in Massachusetts. So, you know, for a lot of people, they're like, well, that's just a story of a dime that you happen to find in the middle of the room. But me, I read more into it because of losing our dad from cancer, finding pennies at times when I really needed them. I just think they heard something. She got up to investigate, found this dime. I just think the coincidence of her, it being her dad's birthday, wearing the dime necklace, doing the art inspired by the coin collection, I just think it's more than a coincidence. I think it's her dad. Like, I'm proud of you. I'm here. And there's so many, like, I totally get why she has all of those list of questions. But maybe she hadn't been open to it in the past. Maybe things have happened before and she just didn't notice them. She had
really good questions.
Like, why did it happen now? I think is a good question.
Yeah, I think that is a good one.
Because it had been 5 years.
I think she's right. Is it just, is it, you know, is there, is it because now I can sense it, is, you know, that I am more open now? Very possible. I think it's possible. I think the other thing is, you know, we don't know. I know I say this a lot, but, you know, we don't know how time passes.
I mean, if
you're spirits.
Yeah, there's no such thing as time.
You know, or, you know, yes, this happened on this date, but does it mean there weren't other things along the way? There might have been. And she's right. Maybe this is just the first time she had kind of, it was able to put it all together, that it took, you know, six things lined up before, you know, she did it. And now maybe she'll be more aware as she goes on. But I like to think that there isn't necessarily a timetable on this. You know, we just don't know how long it takes for things to happen.
Right.
You know, in the spiritual world. So what might seem like 5 years to us might only seem like a day-ish, if that's the way they consider things there, you know.
You know, is one time when I had that Saturn, remember when I had that car?
Sure.
And it was acting up, took it in the shop, and it was a big fix. It was like $1,500.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was a lot. And I was like sitting on my bed, and I was really upset. And I was like, God, I wish I could ask my dad, what do I do? Do I keep the car? Do I trade in the car? I don't know what to do with the car. I don't, you know, it's a lot of money I didn't have at the time. And so I ended up getting it fixed. And I just didn't know if I was making the right decision at all. Even when I paid the bill, I'm like, I'm not sure that that was the right thing. So I go to get it, and they had vacuumed. I open the door, go to put my right foot in. That was a little joke.
Good. Okay, no, I'm glad you did put your left foot in.
I opened the car door, and they'd vacuumed it really well. But right in the middle of the floorboard on the driver's side was one penny, right in the middle. And I'm like, okay, so you vacuum my car, but how does the penny end up right in the middle? Right there. So I took it as a sign from my dad. I needed that right then. I needed to know, did I make the right decision? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I ended up having the car a couple more years and ended up giving it to our nephew. When you lose someone really close to you and you are so desperate for a connection with them, you're looking for really big signs. You know, you're looking for, you know, just something big. And I think then you miss the small things. And yeah. A dime to anybody else in the middle of a floor can be a small thing. But to me, to her, to you, that's a big thing. That would be a big thing to me. Mm-hmm. And as far as get there, like the other day at the gym, this class I go to, we were standing around waiting for the instructor to come in. And so they all know I do a ghost show. And so they were telling some ghost stories. And one of the girls told a story about they were in Branson, Missouri at some hotel that she had heard was haunted. Her and her husband were having a bottle of wine, and it was red wine. It was sitting in the middle of the table, and right in front of them, it just lifted up and fell off the table. And the people next to them at the table said, "Oh my God, that bottle just lifted up and moved off your table and hit the ground." And the waiter comes running over. He's like, "Oh my God, what happened? We're not haunted." He said that immediately. "We're not haunted. This isn't haunted. I don't know what that was. It must have been on, must have slid on some water, some condensation on the table." And everybody around him's like, "It lifted up and moved off the table." So I do think that, like you're talking about the things in your house moving, I think things can move. How it does it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a dime would be pretty easy to manipulate if you were a spirit.
I think so, too. And the other thing we always say, listen to your gut. And I think she heard loud and clear.
Yep.
In her heart that was her dad. Don't you?
Oh, totally. Totally, mm-hmm. totally. But I just love those stories. Those kind of messages from beyond sort of stories. Mm-hmm. Well, here is another story. It's a caller. Here we go.
It's me, Akia, from New Mexico again. I just wanted to ask you guys about something that happened a little bit over a few months ago. I guess there was a ghost in my house or something. I don't know what it was, but my sister, she kept having her her closet door open and close on occasion, and drawers and stuff in her closet, you know, open and close fast and loud throughout the night, and it used to scare the dickens out of her to the point where she'd have to spend the night in my room despite being 15. We were just confused about how the ghost even got there, because the property of our property, as far as we're aware, only animal deaths have occurred on the property, and the house is only 20 years old and only had previous tenants, and like I said, only animals died. But my sister would see this one guy, probably looked like he was in his 70s attire, and he had those big, I forget the name of the type of glasses, like the ones that Harry Potter wears, you know, glasses like that. And he had a white shirt and blue jeans on with a big, thick mustache. Like, she'd see him out of the corner of her eye in the hallway near where her bedroom is. We did end up cleansing the house, and nothing's happened since. But I wanted to get your guys' opinion of whether that was, like, somebody who had died on the property or something like that, because I honestly have no idea where the ghost could have come from. But yeah, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that. Hope to hear this call on the show. Thank you guys. Bye.
So we've talked about this quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody has to die for your place to be haunted in that house. Because when you think about the property itself, you know, say they lived, you know, there was a house on that property at one point.
Mm-hmm.
House could have been out in the country. Who knows? You know, things change. Where I live, this, I'm sure, was out in the country at one point. So who knows what might have been built on this property at one time. Or built nearby.
Exactly. Right.
So just because your house is newer, could there have been something that happened years ago? You know, Are you on are you on the Mormon trail? You know, there was a lot of deaths on the Mormon trail.
Yeah, there was a lot of 70s looking guys on the Mormon trail.
You know, so I mean, there's just so many other things it could be. And it could also be, you could have brought, I believe there are haunted objects. You know, mm-hmm. did somebody bring in something into your house? Mm-hmm. I don't know,
but could there be portals where, you know, spirits can get through to a certain place, you know, that they kind of bleed in to our world through a certain, you know, area, and it happens to be in your house?
God, that would that you can suck.
See. And then, you know.
Like, oh my God, I bought this house. I didn't know I was getting a gateway to hell when I bought it.
Well, I'm just thinking it could happen, couldn't it?
Well, I do. Because I think that, you know, it doesn't have to mean, a haunting doesn't mean someone died in the house that you're living in. There mm-hmm. could be, you know, I was talking to a guy this week on the Grave Talks, and he bought this house out in Missouri. A haunted house. He bought it intentionally, knowing it was haunted. But originally it was on 110 acres. And the town itself is tiny, tiny, tiny. But they buried the family on the property because there was no other cemetery nearby. And that happened. There were family cemeteries back then. Mm-hmm. Could it be something? You know, who knows what was there 100 years ago?
Well, and we also hear of people that haunt, you know, places, maybe like schools or theaters or hospitals or something. They didn't die there, but like they worked there or they felt a connection there or something happened. You know, you just don't know. Maybe there was a car accident that happened mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. in that area and, you know, somebody in the 70s died there in that general location or something, maybe. So, it's weird. I've seen a guy in my house a couple times, but I still, you know, is it somebody that died here? I don't think so. I feel like it's more of an entity that's kind of attached to me than it is that it's somebody that died in the house. You know.
Okay, then you can't spend the night at my house anymore.
Okay, I don't get to come to your house anymore.
You said that.
Oh, but it would make my heart stop if my closet doors were opened when I left them shut. Wouldn't it, you?
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I totally get that. That is super. And then, you know, to have drawers open and shut and things, that's really scary.
And it could be, you know, a guy lived, you know, there might have been a house there. And the guy lived there, and that's the place he liked. Wants mm-hmm. to go back there. I don't know.
And, you know, sometimes I think it's because you can see them. You know, it's not necessarily just the location. It's that you can see, you're sensitive enough and aware enough, your sister, that she could see him. It isn't a matter of the location. He's over in a different whole dimension, but she can see through it and see him.
And probably very few people can.
So it could be something more along that line that, you know, it's just because she can see him.
I don't want that.
Well, I've had it a couple times.
So if you see things and want to share that story with us, you can call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show with the advance episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.